Oh, hello everybody. So it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, I'm taking a look at the Scottish situation because there are developments all the time. It was only a few weeks ago that Nicola Sturgeon announced she was stepping down as First Minister in Scotland. That's the head of the government there. So she's the leader of the Scottish National Party. And the raison d'être of the Scottish National Party is to split up the United Kingdom for North Britain to secede and then seek to rejoin the European Union, which is not going to happen, as Spain has sworn that they shall never allow Scotland to join. But anyway, today, the treasurer of the Scottish National Party, Colin Beattie, was arrested. He was questioned by the police for several hours in relation to alleged irregularities in SNP funding. And this has been going on for weeks. So Nicola Sturgeon's husband, Peter Murrell, he used to be the chief executive of the SNP. I think he's never held elective office. He was arrested, questioned for 11 hours, and then set at liberty once again. So Police Scotland is conducting Operation Branchfoot. So it's investigating SNP's finances, because way back in July 2021, the police, they received a complaint about the funding of the Scottish National Party. And there's been a lot of machinations. Why did Nicola Sturgeon resign? Was it really she just ran out of pep, was fed up, realised she was blocked, couldn't actually get a second referendum, that trying to treat the next Holyrood election as a quasi-referendum on separation from the United Kingdom was a non-starter? I'm not sure, but I suspect that this whole illegal funding scandal played a much bigger role in her decision to step aside than we were initially led to believe. And there have been several high-profile resignations of other SNP people. You know, the SNP's leader at Westminster, one of the most senior police officers in Scotland, has resigned. The Lord Advocate in Scotland, that's to say the government's main lawyer there, has resigned. Some top civil servants have resigned. The plot thickens. I think usually not specifically saying it's something connected to this funding scandal. Now, so far, no one's even been charged with the crime, but over £666,000 were raised in these referendum appeals between 2017 and 2020. Because, you know, the party wanted a second referendum. Of course, they had the first referendum in 2014, and 55% of Scots voted to stay within the United Kingdom. But the accounts show that there was only £97,000 in the bank in 2019, and then net assets of £272,000. And how was the money spent and all the rest of it? So anyway, so Mr. Murrell, that's Nicola Sturgeon's husband, he was arrested in Dunfermline, and so on. They also searched his house, his mother's house. She's 92 years of age. And Mr. Beattie, the one who was arrested today, he is the member of the Scottish Parliament, and he represents Midlothian, North and Musselburgh. So he used to be an international banker, so you think he'd know what to do with the pennies in the piggy bank, but maybe not. So anyway, an awful lot of people have resigned from the party in disgust. So it's quite worrying. Now, there's not much about SNP finances that Mr. Beattie wouldn't know. He was the SNP treasurer for 16 years, but there was a brief interregnum at that time when Douglas Chapman held the fort for a little while. So and the timing was rather awful for Humza Yousaf, the first minister at the moment. He had a keynote speech. He wanted to just move on and just talk about a more positive message to the SNP, all the policies they can implement. And this story seems to be dragging on and on. But so far, no one's been charged in connection with it. So there are Holyrood elections in a couple of years. The SNP are still the leading party in the polls. This idea that the SNP is about to implode, I think, is overdone. I mean, I'm deeply hostile to the SNP. I've got to feel a little bit sorry for Humza Yousaf. He's less popular than his party is. And it's surprising that just how resilient the SNP's polling numbers are. So I think Labour can't afford to be complacent or take anything for granted. But the police are not manipulating things, saying, well, we're not going to arrest him. We're going to slow down the investigation right now just to manage the media messaging of the SNP leader for partisan reasons so it suits their timetable better. No, that would be electoral manipulation of timing arrests and investigations to suit the electoral cycle, not to upset it or to advantage one party, to disadvantage another. They're not going to do that. So Mr. Murrell, as in the husband of Nicola Sturgeon, he lent £100,000 to the SNP after the last election because the SNP had very little money in the kitty. Now, the SNP paid about half of it back to him in October that year. The rest is still outstanding. On Sunday, a video emerged of Miss Sturgeon saying that these worries about the party's finances were really overblown. And that's when Nicola Sturgeon, she assured the National Executive Committee of the SNP the party's finances were very healthy. Now, the party obviously is strong, has been in government for a long time, won 8 elections in 8 years, had plenty of members at the time donating, and obviously businesses were donating. But it looks like the things are going to change now. So the auditor of the party, Johnston Carmichael, he resigned in September last year. But Mr. Hamza Yousaf, the current leader of the SNP, said he only became aware of the situation after he won the leadership contest last month, as in March 2023. So he could do nothing about it. He's obviously disclaiming responsibility. That may be true. There are all sorts of other problems. The SNP is trying to find another auditor, but nobody seems to want to take the job. And it's got to hand in its accounts to the Electoral Commission in July 2023. So the chairman of the Conservative Unionist Party in Scotland, Craig Hoy, says that Mr. Beattie, Mr. Murrell, and indeed Nicola Sturgeon ought to all be suspended from the SNP. Now, there's only an opinion. He's obviously got no control of the internal disciplinary wrangling of the Scottish National Party. It survived a big scandal. Remember, the man who was their leader on and off about 20 years, Alex Salmond, he was charged with numerous felonies, including rape by several women. And what a big scandal that was. And what did Miss Sturgeon know about this, and when did she know it? He went to trial, and just before the first lockdown, he's found not guilty on all charges. But of course, big ructions. Some people decamped. These schismatics said that their own political party called Alba, and Alex Salmond's still a member of it, but it's got almost nobody elected. But back to the SNP. So I don't think there's going to be such a big Aventine secession over this one. Anyway. Conservatives, Labour and the Liberal Democrats are gleefully making hay about this one and saying that the SNP is not being transparent. Sir Keir Starmer, he's the UK Labour leader, he's quite rightly said that the SNP is in a parlous condition. Well, who can disagree with him? And that they are preoccupied with these internal squabbles and covering up their murky finances. It's surprising that they were so much trouble with money, considering they were the governing party, and businesses like to donate to them because, let's face it, it doesn't hurt to be on the right side of those in power. And they had the psychology of winners. Looked like they're going to be in charge for a very long time to come. Now, that appears to be in jeopardy, but it's very hard to see Labour winning outright in Scotland next time. The SNP might still be the largest party, even if not. It's very hard to see the Labour actually having a majority in Holyrood themselves. There might be some sort of Labour compact with the Liberal Democrats, as there was in the first few years of Holyrood, in the days of Donald Dewar and Jim Wallace and so on. And Dewar died in office. Who was it? Jack McConnell. Next, Henry McLeish for a while. So they could go back to that, some sort of confidence and supply, which is what the SNP have got with the Greens. But anyway, it's not looking good. And obviously, we haven't heard the last of it. It's likely that somebody's going to be charged. See, I don't jump the gun. I presume innocence of all involved. They could all be as innocent as lambs. We shall see. So thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.